Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Lunch with Lyde. I'm your host, Lyde. As always, you know the drill. Grab your bowl of jollof. It's time for lunch. Okay, so welcome back. Yes, truly and truly, this is a welcome back episode. It's been a very long time. I probably was gone the whole of the summer. I think I posted an episode last in June. I want to say in June, and it's been a while, and I've actually been doing a lot since then. And I guess that's what we're going to talk about today. You can tell by the title of the episode. We're just going to talk about what I've been doing over the past many months. And I think, first of all, it's just for me to give an explanation about what it is that I've been doing and where it is that I've been. I've been really busy. Adulting is something. It's definitely something. I don't know what kind of thing it is, but it's something. But it's been over a year that I graduated from college. It's been over a year that I started adulting, and I'm very grateful for the experiences that I've had so far, and they can get very busy. I mean, this was the first summer in my life that I had to go to work, so you know how when you were young, when you were in primary school, when you were in secondary school, when you were even in uni, like you had breaks, like you had summer break, you had 3 months off and you could do whatever you wanted to do. Like you could go to school, you could travel, you could hang out with your friends, you could go to your cousins. Like I didn't get to do any of that. I had to work. Like I had to wake up every day at 6 a.m. and go to work like an adult. And I was like, wow, this is real. And like it was like low-key like peak COVID too, and people were like going places, like people were at festivals, people were in Greece, people were in Dubai. I was like, I didn't know about darts, so people are really outside. Catch me outside about darts, and that's kind of nice. It's all right, you y'all do you and everything, but I was pretty busy. And you know, with being busy with work and also with a lot of planning for things that I want to do in the future, I got at some point, well, I would say overwhelmed as a word. And so what had to happen was I had to prioritize what I could be doing and what I didn't want to be doing. Not didn't want to be doing, but like what I knew that I could stop doing in order to be able to focus my energy on, you know, the one or two things that I could, you know, that I knew that I had to focus on, or that I knew that I had to get done at within a particular timeline. And so I've been able to complete a lot of those, and now I'm just in a period where like, okay, I bet like you want to get lit, let's get lit. So that's kind of what we're doing now, and that's why I'm back, baby, period. I hope that period was necessary. I think it was, because I am back. We're back in business, and we're back for lunch. That was unnecessary, sorry. But let's be real. Let's be adults in this situation, or on this podcast rather. Sorry. So, I turned 21. I turned 21 in July, and it's not that different from 20, sir. But I don't know why I'm laughing. It's not that different from 20, but it's nice. It's very good. It's the anybody has, oh, how old are you? I'm 21 years old. No, stress. Oh, well, it's adults. It's Agbatinde, low-key. But once I get in there, you take it one step at a time. But yeah, I turned 21 over the summer. I worked again, like I said before, like I worked the entirety of the summer. Like I went to work like an adult. And I was like, aye, aye, aye. I did bean darts. When I was young, it's like, thing is, when we were young, right, and it was summer, like your parents would go to work, right, and you would be like at home. So you, let's say you get up when they get up around 5 or 6, and you're like, okay, you want to watch like TV, like okay, they're going, but let me just stay a week after you know, after you've locked the door and everything. And like, okay, if it's 5, 6 a.m. they're probably like doing cartoons like for kids on like the Disney Channel, Cartoon Network, you know, Nickelodeon and everything. And so maybe Mnet, for example, because we used to like watch stuff on DSTV. Like, so Mnet would probably be doing like some old Barbie movies or some old action movie or something. And then you're like, I bet. But then you're like, you get tired. And then by the time you wake up around that 9:10, that's when they're showing like Bakugan Battle Brawlers on Cartoon Network. Then you eat and then you fall asleep again. And then by the time you wake up around that 2, 3, it's like Ant Farm or like Wizards of Waverly Place. And then when it's like when you sleep again and then you wake up in the evening when your parents get back around 5, 6, that's when they start showing like Lab Rats on Disney XD. And you know, it's just vibes. It's just vibes. And you wear Coco, so oh, your friend is around, or oh, your cousin is around, you know, or oh, your family friend is around. Like, you're just vibing and just doing whatever it is that you want. And I'm like, good times, good times. So if you're listening to this and you're like less than 16, I guess, like if you're in Nigeria, or if you're like, you know, if you're still in school and you have like the opportunity, you have the you have the opportunity to see all what happened. Anyways, I'm joking. You have, if you have the opportunity to actually like have breaks where you have like summer, you have winter break, you have fall break, like take advantage of them and enjoy the moment, enjoy the rest that you get, enjoy the sleep that you get, enjoy the fun that you're gonna have, you know, in that time. Well, with that time, Sha. So sure. I said, like I said, I've been doing a lot of different things, and I'm just gonna kind of go like, I guess, in order of like what it is that I've been doing. In regards to this podcast, I, you know, the fact that I took a break, while I was on that break, I had to think about a lot of different things. I was like, ah, it's a different thing, you know, when you're doing like arts and crafts and like personal projects that you're at home where like nobody can, nobody knows the progress that you're making on those things. Like you do one thing today, that's where you reached, okay, that's fine, drop it and you continue tomorrow, or you continue 2 years from now. Nobody really knows how well you're doing with those things. I mean, I guess doing well is also very relative. And I was like, okay, but everybody can see what's happening with this podcast. I haven't dropped an episode since June. I've been really busy, but like, at the same time, I guess that like one thing that I think I really appreciate about like, is it my generation, like my friends, like we know that we're busy. So like people would ask me like, oh, you know, when are you dropping a new episode, or how far the podcast, like how's it going and everything? And I'm like, ah, it's dead. And we do something eventually. But you know, so for me, I feel like I felt kind of conscious of the fact that like, do I actually know what I'm doing with this thing? Like, it was supposed to be for fun. I mean, it is still for fun, obviously. Like, it's always for fun. But I think I had to, like, hold myself accountable at some point. That, come and see, what are you really doing with this thing? What do you want to achieve in this podcast that you say you want to be doing? And I was like, okay, well, if I do want to take a break, I will take a break. But if I do come back, I have to know what it is that I'm doing. And I don't know if you noticed, I hope I noticed too, that the audio sounds a bit different. So I was like, okay, you know, because at first, right, when I was, you know, outside of the, oh, I'll do something eventually thing, I used to say, oh, you know, maybe because I'm doing it alone. Maybe it's because I'm recording by myself, or because I used to use my phone to record. And my phone's microphone is actually pretty good. And I was like, maybe it's because I'm recording with my phone. Maybe it's because I'm, you know, I'm doing it on my own. So I just, you know, it's just come and go. It's like by itself, just vibes, yeah. And I was like, you know what? Like, if you actually want to do something and you are able to like dedicate yourself, like if you want to bake banana bread, you're obviously gonna buy flour. You're not gonna imagine. You're not gonna use a Elubo to make banana bread. I mean, it's probably doable, but like, no. You know, like if you want to do something, I think that it'd be best for you to actually invest in what it is that you want to do. And I think that when you create that kind of structure around yourself, it's all about the vibes. Because if the vibes are not good, if the ambiance isn't really giving like, okay, oh, we're going to work now, or we're going to record an episode now, or we're going to, you know, drum up creative ideas now, you're not going to be motivated to do anything. You'll sit down your bed and you're just like, well, as for that one, I don't know about it though. But, you know, I was like, I bet, cool. And I've been listening to a lot of different podcasts. So another thing that I did in between that time was really taking time to like listen to other podcasts and just kind of see what it is that I really liked about the way they were running their podcasts and what it is that I wanted to incorporate into mine. And a lot of that for me was sound quality. Me, I'm like, I love when sound is crisp, when it's like pristine. And I don't know how I feel like, because, okay, so actually, I think it was last year, my friends and I recorded an episode and I wasn't able to upload it because the audio quality was actually pretty bad. But it wasn't bad on their end, it was bad on my end. And I was like, oh, I don't like the way this is. So like the way it was that the audio was fluctuating back and forth between different people. So it'd be really good here, then it'd be a bit poor here, then it'd be good. And I'm just like, what happened to keeping the same energy? low-key or keeping the same quality. And it wasn't even to keep the same quality in the sense that, like, it would make everybody think that we're all in the same place, because we're not. And we're all literally scattered across the world. But I was like, ooh, I can't do this. And so for me, I was like, okay, now that I said I want to come back, what is it that I can do? You know, and now that I've listened to other podcasts that, you know, I really, really love, what is it exactly that I like? And I said, okay, could I like the, I like the audio quality. And I said, I bet, let's get a microphone. And so I did that. And I'm recording this with a microphone. And I hope it sounds really good, though. I really like when things sound really good. I like when audio is, like I said before, it's when it's pristine, when it's sharp. So yeah, that's what I did. Outside of that, I also did a little bit of brainstorming. I've actually, before this episode, I recorded, I want to say 2 or 3, where I was just like, and this wasn't through the microphone, it was just on my phone, like, okay, I need to think of concepts, I need to think of ideas. What is it exactly that I want to do? What do I want to talk about when I get back? Like, and I feel like I say that because, like, I've been doing the exact same thing. I think I say that because, like, you know, going to work, you're like, you're going to work every day, and you're not really doing the same thing at work, I mean, depending on it, on what it is that you work on or where you work. But, like, I haven't really done a lot, and I guess COVID, you could also blame COVID for that. But I can also blame the fact that, like, I am a perpetual homebody. Like me, I don't go anywhere. If they don't send me anywhere, I'm not going. So I felt like, do I even have anything to talk about in the first place? But I have been doing a lot of things inside, and I've been really enjoying them. And so I was like, you know what? If I want to start off, you know, this new dispensation, I might as well just talk about, you know, the things that I've been doing and what is it that I've really enjoyed. And I hope that you enjoy it. So I really hope that this new mindset that I have in regards to, like, recording and, you know, coming up with more creative ideas for the podcast, I hope that I'm able to, I hope that I'm able to be consistent with it. And I'll probably eventually talk about that when it comes to, like, you know, it's okay to, like, say you don't want to do anything, because I did have a point where I was like, you know what, I don't want to do anything. Like, you don't have to do anything. Like, you honestly 100%, you 100% do not have to. Because, like, the instantaneous nature of the internet, you know what, that's actually, like, a whole thing on its own. But seriously, though, like, the instantaneous nature of the internet makes us feel like we have to always be doing something. Like, you're getting, like, this information and that information and this connection and that connection, and you feel like, oh, I'm not doing anything. And so when you step away from the internet, it makes you feel like everything that's happening in your real life is slow, but, like, it's not. It's happening at the pace that it should be happening at. And so that's why it's very easy for you to get overwhelmed. It's very easy to get burnt out or something. But if there's anyone out there who's feeling like that, I hope that you feel okay and that you remember that everything is taking its own pace. And in Yoruba, we always say, "Mabagwa lagushi she," like, don't work with someone else's clock. It ain't gonna work for you, honey. Just do your own thing, okay? Do your own thing. You're a star. So, you know, let's get into it. Let's get into it. What is it that I have been doing? What have I been liking? What have I been reading? What have I been watching? In fact, you guys. Okay, I'm gonna start off with watching, because I've been saying new disposition this entire thing. And that is because I want to talk to you about, okay, side note, I want to talk about, like, TikTok. So there's this TikToker. I do not remember her name, because I actually haven't had TikTok on my phone for a while now. But she has this, when people try to talk like Bob Brisky on TikTok, and, like, they start to create this, like, accent about, oh, what did she say? So the TikTok that's actually famous is the one where she's like, are you from Ghana? And they're like, Ghana, Ghana, Ghana. Doesn't ring a bell. And she keeps talking like that. And so, like, she says different things in those accents. And I was just like, I'm so used to it right now. I love it so much. But outside of that, we'll eventually talk about TikTok and unpack everything that goes on that app, because Lord have mercy. So yeah, I've been watching a lot of stuff, and I want to talk to you guys about King of Boys, because I watched King of Boys in one day. So I watched all the episodes in one day, in one night, actually. I watched it when I got back home from work. And the first scene, I mean, I live tweeted the entire experience. The first scene, when I started the show, I was like, oh, the first episode, really. I was like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I don't know what's going on here, but oh, wow. And I think I cried at the cemetery scene. I think that was a very, very, very powerful scene. And And one thing I really loved about the entire show was definitely like the use of proverbs.
See, you were gone.
When it gets inside you, you start to think that, ah, wow, this is a powerful, this is a conk. This is a conk aura that this person just said to me. But it was a really, really good show. I think Saoirse Boualie is a very fantastic actress. And one thing that really stood out for me was the way, like, in certain scenes when she was portraying different emotions, her eyelashes, like, whoever did her makeup and, like, used, like, the different styles of eyelashes to, like, it was, I mean, obviously the outfits, those were very beautiful. Shout out to Abaya Lagos. But the eyelashes, oh, my God, the eyelashes were fantastic. I think they were very, very... a lot of power, you know, whether she was sad or whether she was angry or whether she was, you know, in a king of boys mood, or whether she was cunning too, because she'd be sly sometimes. It's like, what's that word again? I don't remember what she said. He said, I don't deal with, I said, wow, mama de mama. It was a very fantastic show. I think that at some point, like, Ade Tiger too, everybody was, Ade Tiger. Like, I thought he was, like, double-crossing her. And Loki, I feel like he may have been, like, tapped. They wanted to, like, poach him, obviously, to, like, double-cross her. But, like, you know, everybody that has watched it knows what happened. I don't want to say what happened, what didn't happen. And Reminisce also, like, he was good. That's Akorede, yeah, Makanaki. Akorede was fantastic. And Ill Bliss. Okay, so... Ill Bliss was, I think, Odogwu Male, right? And what I remember I was tweeting about, like, oh my God, like, when Ill Bliss, like, talks, the way he walks, like, his entire persona, I guess, it kind of reminds me of the Notorious B.I.G., Christopher Wallace. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I tweeted about it, and then my friend was like, oh, yeah, that's actually who he kind of bases his, I think, his rap persona off of. And I was like, I bet. Okay. It was fantastic. I think I really loved it. I loved that the story was... See, I want to say unique in the sense that, like, it was unique. Like, a lot of people don't really do that type of stuff when it comes to, like, government or something. I don't know. Not really government like that. Like, everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows what's going on above and behind, beneath the scene, behind the scenes, under the dark in the night. People can kind of decipher what's going on, like, in politics in Nigeria. But, like, I think it was very unique. I think it was very good. I think that Yaoloja too, that's same. What? I don't know if she said that. And your brother says, like, like, when your hands are, like, you know, when money is plenty, it's plentiful. When it's yakwayastic, that's when people will come and say, oh, wow, my friend. But when you don't have nothing, they say, oh, my dear, do you miss your road? Do you miss your corner? The junction? Uber stop is 2 minutes away from here, not here. And then you then miss the whole exit, you know. But it was pretty good. I really enjoyed watching it. Like, and then that scene... I'm not going to say what scene it was, but it was at the end. And I was like, ooh, child, okay. Y'all done messed with the wrong lady. Yo, and Charlie Boy, too. He definitely really tapped into that character and the rings and that accent just reminded me. Nse Ikpe Etim, Jimake Randall. I really hope she's enjoying her Aja apartment. Hopefully it's a smart home that has, what did they put in smart homes in Lagos now? Is it LED lights behind the television? I hope she has those, yeah. I feel bad for her. But that scene where Chief Taiwo Ajayi Lisette, where she was like, beg. Oh, I was like, first of all, I didn't know this was going on. I didn't know. I was like, oh my goodness. Stop. And then you see Akin Lewis, who is the chief. And I was like, okay, first of all, this man is so good at acting like... You know, like that elderly, like Yoruba, like Afobaje person. And I really liked the scene where he was eating granite in the prison. And first of all, his prison cell that had a whole chair and he had like TV, he had even fridge. It was like, officer, get me some cold drink from the fridge. Say what I'm drinking. It's like, show him a drink. Do you want a drink? Oh, you don't want? Okay, Koburu. Anyway, give me one cup. And I'm like, this is so nice. And I'm like, these people actually, I feel like if you have people, the thing is, not even if you have, I feel like in terms of like the art and entertainment space in Nigeria, there's a lot of brilliant storytellers and a lot of people who are willing to go beyond, above and beyond what is typically expected. Because if it's one thing about Nigerians, they're finna stay in stereotypes. Like, they're not even in stereotypes. They will stay in a box. Like, they're people like being very comfortable, and so they'll stay where they feel most comfortable. And I'm like, there's no problem with that. I just need y'all to look outside the box. Like, step out. Don't be comfortable. Be comfortable. Like, yes, definitely be comfortable. I mean, if you're working anywhere with anyone, you should be comfortable with what you're doing. But, like, just explore. Take risk and succeed. You know, take risk and succeed, really. But it was fantastic. I really loved it. And then DME, the actor, this era of Nollywood, DME is literally the it boy. And I think it's so funny how, because what did I watch before this? I think, did Omageto come out before King of Boys on Netflix? Because I also watched Omageto too, and I kind of liked it. I kind of liked Omageto, but DME's character was very interesting. What was his name? Mr. Fashino? I think it was Mr. Fashino, the campaign manager. Like, honestly, Mr. Fashino is actually a very, very slick character. He's very like, yes, ma, yes, sir. But like, the truth of the matter is, when push comes to shove, like, he will push back, but he likes to be very mellow. He likes to be very, it's inconspicuous, the word. Like, he's very like, you don't know that I'm looking, but I'm looking. But he'll be very like, mellow. You don't know that he's observing, but he is observing. And when he's like, yo, look, this is how this is going to work. This is how this is going to work, you know? But he's been in a lot of great movies. I watched Day of Destiny. I really liked that one because I was like, oh, like, they really, really tapped into, you see, one thing about Nigerian movies, honestly, I'm actually going to do another episode on, like, Nollywood. But, like, one thing about Nigerian movies is that they will typecast people. And it's even worse when they, like, do it to, like, Instagram comedians, which, well, it makes sense because it's, like, that's kind of what everyone knows them as Instagram comedians. But a lot of people use Brother Shaggy in movies and they just don't know what to do with him. And they keep him as that character. And I'm like, this is not... Especially when they're not breaking fourth wall. Like, if they're making a story that is supposed to be contemporary, right? You're not supposed to act like it's just... I don't know if you're supposed to act like it's, like, everyday life or something, but when they use Brother Shaggy as a character... Because he's actually a thespian, I think. I think his dad was a professor, and he also probably studied theater arts or something. And, like, can you tap into the complexity or, like, the multifacetedness of this character? And I think Day of Destiny actually did that for me with, what's the name of the, oh God, I've missed, I don't remember his name. The character in Day of Destiny, it was really good. It was a very good sci-fi, what I call it, Afrofuturism. It was a very good movie. I really liked Day of Destiny. Like, I mean, it's a typical, like, time travel. We have to go back in time to save everybody and then come back. And then we have to go back again to fix it. Kind of like back, is it Back to the Future? But it was really good. It was really good. And I like that they were able to use his character instead of keeping him as a typical, like, British Shaggy character, but, like, taking that character and developing it to, like, something that doesn't really, something that fits the essence of, you know, you get the vibe. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. So about DME the actor, because I was talking about the other movies he's been in. So he was in Day of Destiny. He was the friend. He was the dad's friend. He was in Swallow, which it was an adaptation of Sefi Atta's novel. I hadn't read the novel, but I liked the fact that Kunle Afolayan, another thing that they need to do is they need to do more book adaptations, like book to movie or book to TV shows. But we'll talk about that another time. But Kunle Afolayan is very, very, has an eye for historical fiction. And I don't mean like the 1800s, but like historical in the sense that, like, when it comes to, like, retellings or adaptations of stuff that's happened in the past, I think he has a very good eye and attention to detail to bringing those things back to life or to keeping those things alive, which is really, really cool. So, like, when I know that, or when I saw that, oh, Kunle Afolayan was the one who was, you know, doing the adaptation or directing the adaptation, I was like, I bet, you know, this should be pretty cool. And a lot of people were like, oh, this movie didn't have any climax. It was just very, like, regular. And I'm like, that's the whole point. Like, some movies are really not supposed to be anything. They're just supposed to have a beginning and an end. And you know that there's a story before the beginning. And the life, you know, of the character and the story of that character is going to continue after the story. And that's why I kind of really liked it. It was very, like, I don't know if subtle is the word, but it was calm. I mean, it's not good, the stuff that happened in the movie. you know, with the character, one of the characters, but it was good. The aesthetics were very, very good. If anything, the aesthetics of the entire movie were, they were pretty nice. I actually really liked them. So I think this is kind of like a lot, because this is almost like, what, 20 minutes something. But yeah, that's what I've been watching. Outside of that, I've also started watching Modern Family. I talk to everybody about Modern Family, like at work. Like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? I'm watching Modern Family. What are you doing? I'm watching Modern Family. Don't ask me again. I'm watching Modern Family. That's literally all I'm watching. I feel like I'm on the fifth season now, and it's honestly just a really, really good show. It's very funny. I think it's very funny. I'd never seen it before, so it's not like I watched it before then I stopped and I'm going back to it, but I watched it. I've heard of it, and I've seen, like, I saw a clip. That's okay. Let me actually tell you how I started watching this. Somebody posted a tweet, obviously on Twitter, that they were like, oh, you should quote this with your favorite, like, clip from a sitcom that, you know, that made you know that this show was good or, like, funny. And it was a scene where Cam and Mitchell were talking to their they were talking to their friends, and it was something about, you know, their friends from Colombia and who were brown, they should go back to Colombia or something. And they were talking about Ivy League schools, but at that point where Cam said something about being brown and something being from brown and going back to Colombia, what's her name again? Oh my goodness, what's this kid's name? Manny and Gloria walk in. I feel like if you don't know who the characters are on the show, you would know, but like Manny and Gloria walk in, and then Cam's just like, oh my God. And if it's one thing about Cam, he will always say like regular things, but they just always end up coming out at the wrongest time. And I think that's very funny about the characters. But I guess that's kind of about what I've been watching. I probably won't talk about these, but I started watching Dynasty yesterday. It's pretty good. Very dramatic. I'm not really one for drama, but that show is very, very, very dramatic. I also watched Inside Job on Netflix, which is animated, kind of like Family Guy, American Dad, Bob's Burgers kind of vibe. But it's about conspiracy theories. Pretty good. I finished it in 2 days. I finished it up the entire season, like across a day, but like split between 2 days. What else have I been watching? That's pretty much it. I don't really watch TV like that. It's like one episode a day, two, three. But like, I watched Tennessee yesterday, and I kind of watched a lot of episodes because that's people's family. In fact, it should have worked, but their problem is plenty in that family. But hopefully they fix it. This is just the first season, and there's four of them. But I guess that's dirt about what I've been watching. If you haven't watched any of them, all of them are available on Netflix, except for Modern Family, which I watch on Hulu. Dynasty is on Netflix. Inside Job is on Netflix. King of Boys is on Netflix. Actually, it's a Netflix original also. Yeah. So, yeah, King of Boys is on Netflix. Omageto, the Side Guy, is on Netflix. Day of Destiny is also on Netflix. Yeah, everything's on Netflix, please. End of story. So when it comes to what I've been eating, I've been eating a lot of new things. And I think one thing for me, when I turned 21, my goal was to like try new things, was to explore, you know, just take risk and succeed sort of vibe. And I was like, okay, I want to try new things and I kind of want to enjoy them. And for me, one thing I love eating is food. I love trying new things. Like, I love eating food, and trying new things for me mostly revolves around experimenting with my palate and experimenting with like the food that I eat and the food that I like. So I was like, okay, but let's try something out. Let's try something new. I mean, not something totally new, because I do eat foreign things here and there. But I've had a lot of different cuisines. I've had Somali food. I've had Indian food. I've had Nepali food. I've had Hmong food or Vietnamese food. Well, and Vietnamese food. I've had Nigerian food. I mean, I don't know why I'm saying that. Like, it's something that... Oh, I've had Nigerian food that I've never tried before. So, like, I tried Nkwobi the other time. Oh, very bougie. Very, very, very much opulent. Very much... It's a bit messy if you're eating, like, with your hands and everything. Because, you know, but it's proper vibes. Honestly, just Nkwobi and a nice rainy night. That's all you need. And you're going to sleep very heavily. And then the leaves, because I think they're uziza leaves, I want to say. And you've got some white onions and it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. Really just amazing. Yeah. Well, anyways, yesterday I tried pho, which is a Vietnamese chicken noodle soup. Essentially, it's a noodle soup, essentially, but you could add whatever protein you kind of want inside of it. So I had pho with some chicken strips and some cilantro and basil and some lime juice. And the other day I tried a Mediterranean chicken and rice. I made that, actually. And it was essentially just like cooking rice with a lot of earthy spices like turmeric and curry and coriander and cardamom and cumin and and ginger and garlic and onions and red pepper and all of that. It was pretty good. But I saw that recipe on TikTok and I was like, oh, this looks pretty good. Because low-key, one thing about adulting, you know, like when you're growing up and they're like, oh, there's rice at home, there's rice at home. There's actually a lot of rice at home and I'm kind of tired of the rice that is at home, if I'm being honest. It's a lot. Like, what are we supposed to do with all of this? Like, just continue eating rice forever and ever? Oh my God. And I was like, okay, look, I want to be able to explore and I want to be able to try new things with my diets or with my palate rather. And I said, okay, good. Even if I, because the way you cook fried rice is very different from the way you cook yellow rice, if you're making it like Mediterranean style. And the way you cook jollof rice is very different from the way you make jambalaya, you know? Well, not different, but like at the same time, kind of different. So I was like, okay, cool, let me try it. I even made French toast for the first time. Like, I be having, and another thing I kind of discovered is like, I have all these ingredients at home, but I'm so used to making the exact same things over and over again. And I was like, at a point in time, I asked, look, I was like, wait, you need to try new things. You need to explore. The other time I made vodka pasta, which is pretty good, actually. But again, since I'm Muslim, I replaced the vodka with lemon juice. And I think really what the vodka is used for is just really for the acidity, in terms of like the combination with the heavy cream that's used in the sauce. But yeah, I used the lemon juice. It was very fantastic. And I topped it with basil. excuse me. What else did I do? Where else did I try? I tried, I said French toast. Oh, I made banana bread. I feel like I haven't said that in a while. Oh my God, yes. So I made banana bread and I feel like that's the whole like aesthetic of this podcast. I'm like, oh my God, it's lunch with Lyde and I like banana bread and I'm going to make it my entire personality. And you're never going to stop hearing about the fact that I love banana bread so much. And I was like, ah, you know what? I actually should make banana bread. And it's not that like I didn't want to make it. I feel like I had a very bad experience. I feel like, oh yeah, a couple episodes back, I talked about how like I had a bad experience with making banana bread. Because one time like it, it spilled over the edges of the pan and it caused the some of the batter to like fall into the oven and that caused it to smoke up and I was like, what's going on here? but I figured out that it was just the baking soda. So if you are using baking soda when you're cooking, make sure that it hasn't just been sitting around for a while. So if you open a pack of baking soda, make sure you use it within like at least 2 weeks, I guess. The packet for the one I use usually says like 30 days. So if you're making banana bread, make sure you're making one a week. And you're not even going to use it all. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. But I made banana bread. I made two loaves of banana bread. I made one with my regular pecans and almonds. And I made one with pecans, almonds, and chocolate chips, which was good for like the first couple of days. But then it got too sweet. I was like, oh, sorry. I can't do this anymore. But it was pretty good because I made the smaller loaf, the one with chocolate chips, and then I made the larger loaf, like the regular one. So that was very enjoyable. And I had it with butter pecan ice cream, which is my favorite type of ice cream ever. Thank you. but yes, so I had it with butter pecan ice cream. So I tried making banana bread again, and I was very happy with what came out. I got a Nutribullet for my birthday. One of my friends gifted me a Nutribullet and I've been making tons of smoothies with it and I'm like, oh, this is so bougie. Like I see people say, oh, they want to do Fit Farm and they post their smoothies on Instagram, like, you know, the Instagram boomerang or something. I'm like, ah, this is nice. So I've making a lot of different smoothies with just like regular like berries and bananas and yogurt and what's it called again? Spinach. I've been using a lot of spinach because spinach has a lot of high water content and, you know, it's got greens, so it's got a lot of antioxidants and the chlorophyll and all of that, really. Just blend your spinach into your smoothie and you know, it'll be really nice. And add a little bit of oats and some chia seeds. You know, just go crazy. Go all out. Have fun. Do as you wish. But I guess that's pretty much it. Other than that, I don't think I've been really eating a lot of different things, really. I mean, cereal is there. I haven't drank Gary in a while. I literally have Gary in the cabin. It's because I got braces. Okay, wait. I don't think I spoke about that. No, I didn't. I don't think I did. I may have. I don't remember. But I got braces, and so because of my braces, I can't chew things that are like hard a lot. I have to like break them into tiny pieces, and I don't think you're supposed to be drinking Gary with tiny pieces of granite. That's very rude, very weird, obviously. But it's all right. We'll do whatever. Hopefully, when these come off, I'll be able to do that again. That's what I've been watching, and that's what I've been eating. And obviously, let's get to the main thing. So, the last episode before we went on this break, right, was the one about asking me about what books I've been reading. And that's where I kind of introduced this idea of Lyday's Library, which is a segment where I'll just be talking about, you know, what books I've been reading and what I've been loving about them. And, you know, after I did that episode, actually, I started a Bookstagram account, and it's called @Lyday's Library. So make sure to go follow me on there for more book recommendations and vibe texts and everything like that. So I started the Bookstagram because I was like, oh, I want to be able to share this more with people and just kind of have people have a place where they can find like a deposit of the books that I've been reading and the books that I've been enjoying lately. And I was like, okay, cool, that's pretty nice. And then I was like, what else did I do? Then I made a Substack. I was like, okay, might as well also have a newsletter where I will be talking about, oh, you know, this is what I've been reading, this is what I like, this is my favorite character, this is my favorite quote. Because if it's one thing about me, I will definitely tweet about a quote, book quote. I will definitely do it. Like, I do not shame from or hide away from it. If you know me personally, and you know, oh my, it's always what you're doing, but never, you know, quotes that insert, you know, like a man written by a woman character saying something like regular, but like profoundly like beautiful to like his love interest. And I'm just like, oh my God. But it's been pretty fun. So, you know, so after that, I think, I don't know if I spoke about that in the last episode, but I was talking about how when I read, a lot of stuff that I've been reading lately has just been fiction. Well, obviously it is fiction. Like, nonfiction is nice, but I don't read it for fun. I read it if I have to read it. Fiction, now that's what we're talking about. So with fiction, I read a lot of fantasy, and I think I spoke about that too, where I spoke about reading fantasy, reading contemporary Nigerian fiction. I don't remember what else, but yeah, after that, I don't know what happened. But I either read something or I wrote something, and I started reading literary fiction. Now, literary fiction as a genre is essentially just a collection of books that don't really fit into other descriptions. Like, so they're not really fantasy with magical realism. They're not really like adventure. They're not really what's the word? They're not really. Romance. They're not specifically like, oh, okay, if this is a YA romance book, this is a YA romance book. They're not really like, oh, if this is a found family type, it's just vibes. Like, the book is just a book. It's just a story. Once upon a time. That's exactly what the book is from the beginning to the end. And a lot of literary fiction stuff, I think, is very, it can be good, it can be bad. There's definitely some bad books out there, but like, in terms of like the story of the character, a lot of it is very much coming of age or like a Bildungsroman, which is actually like a story where the protagonist has something bad happen to them and essentially just them going through either a physical or metaphorical growth over a period of time. And honestly, I will say that reading literary fiction has made me feel very bougie in an academic style. Because with literary fiction, a lot of attention is paid to the prose of the story. So like the way the story is written, the kinds of words that they're using, and the narrative style. And I've read, I want to say one, two, maybe three or four books that are specifically literary fiction. And I've been doing that a lot to help me with my writing style, because, you know, you always have to keep growing. And I guess that as the older you get and the more you step into like genres that kind of like attributed to the age range that you're in, I guess it's like it'd be good for you to explore, expand your wings, expand your horizon. What they always say. So the first book I read was Writers and Lovers. And actually, I found out about this book on TikTok. Like, I keep saying it, like, TikTok is the plug. If you actually want to find, like, good books, I mean, you can find good books anywhere else, but, like, TikTok for me is my plug. That's where I find my books. That's where I get recommendations from. And I love the recommendations. I love all the books that TikTok... Actually, I don't love all the books that they recommended to me. They recommended The Spanish Love Deception on TikTok. And one thing about me is I will not read a contemporary fiction book if it's too contemporary. Like, I get that we live in real life, but like, once you start mentioning Instagram, TikTok, anything, once there's just an overuse of pop culture references, I check out mentally and I do not finish that book. End of story. But that's by the way. So I found out about Writers and Lovers by Lily King on TikTok, and I was like, ah, this looks nice. I actually found out about it before I even realized it was literary fiction. I just, for the most part, it's, people think it's a romance book. Well, it sort of is, because romance is a subplot of the book. But I was like, ah, I don't know about this, but I'll get to this eventually. So I read it, and it's about this character. I think her name is Casey, because it's been a while since I've read it, who lives in Boston and is a writer. And she's been trying to write a novel for a very long time. But her mom died. And her dad is remarried, and he lives with his wife. Who was I talking to one day that I said the word stepwife? I don't remember, but it was so funny. I'm like, who on earth is a stepwife? I don't think that word exists. But yeah, so Casey lives in Boston alone. She has a brother, and her mom died in somewhere not in the U.S. I think in Cuba or somewhere. And because of like life's happenstances and like life situations. And she's kind of been in a rut in terms of like, you know, how she wants to write her novel, what she wants to write about, you know, when she needs to get it done by so she can have it published. And it's just really like, I feel like for a writer, like if you like writing, you'll enjoy the book, in the sense that like a lot of stuff is like explained in there in like manners that they're like, oh, I should actually, you know, I should look out for this when I'm writing next time, or I should use this writing style, or like I should actually describe a certain situation like this. And so I'm actually going to read the description. So essentially what happened was her mother died suddenly, exactly. And she had, so she actually went to like this writer's retreat, and she was like, oh, she thought she met somebody that she'd like fallen in love with and everything, blah, 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 blah. So by Diensha, the guy was having... he was using her to have an affair. So he was cheating on his wife with her and everything like that. Yeah. So she essentially, she's 31. So like, okay, so with literary fiction, a lot of the characters are like older. They're aged up for the most part. So they're not like in high school or for the most part, just in some cases they are, other cases they're not. And so she's just, she still really has this dream to become a writer and to live this creative life. But her life situation, working as a waitress and, you know, barely making enough money to survive is like, oof, you know, it holds her back, but she just doesn't want that dream to die. And so the book is very intimate in the sense that like the writing style is very honest. The characters are very, very, very honest. Like everything is just laid bare. And one thing that it reminded me of was when I read, We Are Okay by, I think, Nina LaCour. I hope I'm saying that right. I don't know if that's her name. And I think both books really explore grief and loneliness and just like a general sadness and like longing for something. They explore that pretty well. And so like when you're reading, it feels like you can tell that the character is being vulnerable, or that the character is very vulnerable, or that they're empathetic enough for you to also have empathy for them, which is pretty nice. It's really, really, really nice, actually, for for book characters, especially in literary fiction. So I really, really loved it so much. I actually saved a lot of quotes and I highlighted a lot from it. So it's a pretty good book. It's a very nice read. It's not very heavy, but it is, but it's very honest. It's very vulnerable. The character is very vulnerable. The story is very intimate, I would say. I mean, it's definitely one of my top. Oh, okay. It's probably like a top three for the year. It's a really good book, actually. I actually really, really like it. So Writers and Lovers by Lily King. It's a fantastic read. And I was like, okay, this is very nice. And so after reading literary fiction, for a while now, I've been meaning to get into fiction that is not American, in the sense that, like, it's not written by American authors. So I've been really looking into Asian fiction. And I read Almond by, I think, Won Pyong Son, who is Korean, and wrote the book Almond. And actually, I found out about Almond on Twitter because people were talking about, oh, this book actually has been out of print for years now, but Nam June really liked it. And so now everybody's looking for the book and where to buy it. And so now it's back and everything like that. And I'm like, okay, I bet. I'll keep it in mind. And so when I saw that it was available, I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to get this book and I'm going to read it. And Almond, I think, is a very beautiful story because it is about a boy who was diagnosed with alexithymia, which is essentially where you can't feel or process emotions or recognize emotions. And what happened was that he was born with a not fully developed amygdala, and your amygdala in your brain is part of your limbic system, and your limbic system is what is responsible for your emotions or emotional response and everything like that. And it's shaped like an almond. And one thing about me, I love when I'm reading a book and I get to a part where I see why the book was titled after, you know, the title that it has, or why it has the title that it has. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cute. And so it's just a story about this boy and his friends and his life. And he goes through a very traumatic experience on his birthday. And just everything that happens after that. And so it's essentially the story of the narrator's life. The narrator is the character, like the main character. And they're just going through it. Well, he's just going through it, and everyone else in his life is sort of going through it too. And he's just like, yeah, y'all be smiling and crying. I have no idea what you're talking about. I do not understand. I do not comprehend. Don't even try. You're not going to get a reaction out of me. But it's a very beautiful book. You see, when the book started, the author was like, you know, I don't know if this book is going to be sad. I don't know if it's going to be happy. The ending all really depends on you and what you think and how you feel at the end. And I was like, oh, wow. And so when I finished the book, I was like, I can't really tell if this is a sad thing or this is a good thing. I really just like the book. So I'm just like kind of there with it, but it's a really good book. Another book that I read after was Convenience Store Woman, which is a Japanese fiction, literary fiction about this woman who also low-key probably also has alexithymia, but it's not like explained in that manner. So she's just socially awkward, quote unquote. And she's worked in a convenience store, which is kind of like a little supermarket. Not really a supermarket, it's really just a little store, for 18 years. And again, it's told in like first person. So she's the one who's telling the story from her perspective. And she just goes to work every day. And all she does, you know, in order to be able to survive in society is to mimic what other people do. And I there's a word there, like when they say in Japanese, like, "Iraishaimase," which is like, welcome to my, welcome to the store, or like welcome, really. And so, you know, there's a lot of times where she mentions that in the book where she's like, she has to like pick up this like little chipper energy and just really like get into it with everybody and be so happy for everybody, and, you know, just choose to live her life and say, well, if society says I should do this, then maybe I should do it because society says I should do it, and everything like that. And her just like, you know, unpacking it and repacking it and just living life. Sometimes it gets weird. Sometimes I was like, ah, Antique, what's going on here? I don't know. But other times I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good. So it is a pretty good book, because I like when books are not that they're not comfortable, but like when they actually, oh, okay. So like, I think this is what I'm trying to say. A couple months ago, I saw a video that was talking about fiction, writing in fiction. And this is fiction that is contemporary. So like, you're not, it's not fantasy where like it's a whole, you have a whole world and you have policies and you have cultures, and it's not, it's nothing from our day-to-day experience. Like, as much as you want to see like, oh, you know, this is what your life is like and this is what your friend's life seem to be like and your life kind of seems like it's like their life and theirs, you know, kind of seems like yours, there's people out there's people out there who have very unique life experiences. And with contemporary fiction, one thing that happens, or with literary fiction, one thing that happens is that it really highlights the truth that it exists in fiction. Because a lot of fiction takes from the truth of our everyday experiences and takes from our everyday interactions and our everyday lives. And so one thing I like, there's truth in it. So you may not necessarily be 100% this character, but there's definitely elements of this character that either you can relate with or that you can see, oh, somebody I know, you know, can relate with this, or somebody that, you know, I've seen, you know, acts like this, or maybe I am fully this character, or maybe this character is fully someone else, you know. So it was very nice. So those three are the books that I've read, and I'm currently about to start, I don't know what it is I'm about to start. Actually, that is what is wrong. I haven't picked what book to read next. I'm probably going to read Ariadne, which is a Greek mythology retelling of the story of Ariadne, who married the king of Crete. I think it was King Minos. Yeah, King Minos of Crete was who Ariadne married. And Ariadne is actually Circe's sister. And so if you listen to the last episode, I spoke about Circe by Madeline Miller, which is a retelling of the life of Circe, who was a demigod, I think, demigoddess. And so Ariadne, who's married to the king of Crete, is cursed by a god one day, and she ends up giving birth to the Minotaur, which is the half bull, half man. And if you remember Daedalus, who is Icarus's father and like the most like talented craftsman, was kind of like hired by Circe to build the labyrinth. I feel like if you know little bits and pieces of like Greek mythology, you kind of like see where the whole picture is going through. So yeah, Daedalus built the labyrinth, and the Minotaur was kept in the labyrinth so it would never escape. It was an inescapable maze. And then after he built the labyrinth was when he did the wings for Icarus, and then Icarus flew too close to the sun, and you know, I think he just, yeah, he Mafuka, end of story. But I'm excited to read it. I want to see what the retelling is like. There wasn't really a lot of like back ground into Ariadne's lifestyle, but in Circe, but obviously because the main character was Circe, but I want to see what happens in this one. So that's kind of what it is. That's kind of what I've been doing. It's kind of what I've been watching. I'm still watching Dynasty, and I hope to continue that. And what else have I been? I'm up to date. Well, not up to date. I am keeping up with Modern Family. I tried Pho yesterday, like I mentioned before. I tried Pistachio Mochi one time. I didn't really like it. It was kind of okay, but it's too much for me. I don't really like it. So I was like, okay, I bet I'm not going to do this again. And yeah, I'm going to continue reading. And then with writing, okay, yeah. So with writing, I've been writing a lot of different things. And I've been trying to learn how to write, in the sense of like, I want to improve in my creative writing skills or ability. And that's why I've been reading a lot of literary fiction. That's why I've been paying a lot of attention to like vocabulary. That's why I'm just like a geek for writing, and I love it so much. And right now, I guess I'm kind of in a rut with that too, because I haven't been able to write anything in a while. I have been writing like beginnings, like introductions to certain things, like to short stories, but I haven't been able to like actually write a full story. But I'm okay with it. That's one thing that I've also learned throughout this period, where like, if you feel like, okay, this is really, I feel like I'm really tense, and I feel like I'm in experiencing some kind of block, and I don't know what to do, I can't think of anything, you know, it's okay to take a break and say, well, I bet if I cannot do anything, then I cannot do anything. End of story. You know, in this moment, though, you can't do anything in this moment. And then there'll come a time where you are like, oh, wow, I could have been doing this before I was born. You know, I'm a star. I'm a superstar. Like, yeah, I feel like that's, you should really embody that. Or like just take advantage of it. Like, there's time. You do not really have as much time, but I don't know why I said that, but like, like just take advantage of the time that you have. If you have the time to rest, take the time to rest. And if you don't have the time, like if you are time bound on something, obviously like inspiration go to daddy, like it will come out and you will find the motivation to do what it is that you want to do. But like if you're not time bound, don't put yourself under unnecessary stress to like finish something, or like if you start this story, you start writing the story and it's like I don't know where the story is going to. It's okay, it's not going anywhere. Just leave it on your Google Docs or your OneDrive and come back to it, you know, whenever you're done or whenever you're ready. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I am very glad to be back. I it's been a minute, in fact. Oh god. I didn't know that I was going to record today. I probably kind of did, actually, because I put it in my calendar. I was like, I need to record an episode. I need to record multiple episodes. I need to do more for myself and for this podcast and for my lovely listeners, obviously. But, you know, it is what it is. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at Lydia of Lagos. I think that's also on Twitter and on Instagram. And don't forget to share with your friends and family. I hope you guys are doing well. You know, Corona is still out there. We are still in a panoramic region. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Eat your vegetables and your fruit. You know, up your vitamin C and help your immune system help you. Get vaccinated, obviously. You know, relax. Watch TV. Hang out with your friends and your family. Don't do too much. Don't do past yourself. Don't do beneath yourself. Don't like underrate yourself. You know, if you can do something, you can do it. Whatever you put your mind to, you can always achieve. I hope you guys are doing really well. I'm very glad and very excited for what's to come, and I hope that this is the beginning of fantastic things for me, for you, and for this podcast. I hope you have a great day, great week, great weekend, great month, great end of the year. And I was very glad talking to you guys. At least you're listening to me, Shabo. It was very nice to talk to you and come back again. So have a great one. Have a great everything. I'm so glad to be back again. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to share and subscribe. And don't forget to rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Wow. Okay. Miss Ma'am. But anyways, ciao. Have a great one.